Good morning and welcome to the Ledger LCJ podcast for today. Today is Friday, November the 19th, 2021. We thank you all for joining us. Today is November 19th, 2021. As we mentioned, this is the 323rd day of 2021. There are 42 days left in the year. David Tamplin was sworn in as a member of the Hebron Utilities Authority at Thursday's City Council meeting. Tamplin is a 1980 graduate of Hebron High School and is employed at the James E. Hamilton Correctional Facility. He takes the place of David Grubbs Sr., who recently resigned. Council approved giving a $100 bonus for all part-time and volunteer employees. The agenda had on the had the Christmas bonus $30 per person, but City Manager Cody Smith said funds were available since there's not as much being paid out for longevity. HUA also granted Smith the authority to settle a lawsuit on the upcoming mediation with Howard Eastruck versus HUA case, which is scheduled for December 14th. Polls show that a strong majority of Democrats and a majority of the American public support the broad priorities of the $1.85 trillion social and environmental spending bill that the House was poised to approve Friday. Democratic lawmakers predict President Biden's bill, once enacted, will be transformational for the country. Yet it may not be politically transformational for the Democratic Party. Julius Jones' execution was halted Thursday, less than 4 hours before he was scheduled to receive a lethal injection following outcry over doubts about evidence at his murder trial nearly 20 years ago. The clock was ticking for Jones as Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt weighed whether to spare his life. Shortly after noon Thursday, the Republican governor announced he had granted Jones clemency. Instead of allowing the execution to proceed, Stitt said he was commuting Jones' sentence to life in prison without the possibility of parole. In sports, Podom Blanchard will play in the Class 4A quarterfinals set 7:30 Friday at the Costner Stadium in Podo. The winner advances to play the Tuttle and Wagner winner in a semifinal game next week at a neutral location. This is the first time Podom and Blanchard have played since the Pirates defeated the Lions 36-14 in a quarterfinal game in 2018. In high school basketball action last night for the girls, Indianola downed Bokoshi 61-7. Cameron crushed Gans 52-39. Wright City outscored Tallahena 72-25. Excuse me. Whitesboro defeated Rattan 40-29. For the boys, there's no score report on the Bokoshi and Indianola game. Cameron defeated Gans 53-36. Wright City was too much for Tallahena, winning 75-56, and Rattan got past Whitesboro 75-39. In weather, we'll have mostly clear skies and cool Friday in LaFleur County. There is a freeze warning until 9 o'clock. Friday's high is expected to be 59 with a low of 40. Thursday's high was 57, the low was 26. Sunrise Friday was 6:56 a.m. with sunset at 5:10. Average temperatures for November 19th are a high of 62 and a low of 34. Records for the date were a high of 75 in 1974. The record low was 15 in 1980. 1 year ago, on November 19th, 2020, the high was 74 and the low was 53. Today's calendar, funeral services for Jesse Vesperman and Racer Stanley will be held. In high school basketball, Tallahena visits Worcester. There will also be a benefit plan for Lawrence Urchison and Cameron. On this date in history, on November 19, 1969, Apollo 12 astronauts Charles Conrad and Alan Bean made the second manned landing on the moon. In 1794, the United States and Britain signed Jay's Treaty, which resolved some issues left over from the Revolutionary War. In 1863, President Abraham Lincoln dedicated a national cemetery at the site of the Civil War battlefield of Gettysburg in Pennsylvania. In 1919, the Senate rejected the Treaty of Versailles by a vote of 55-39 against, short of the two-thirds majority needed for ratification. In 1942, during the World War II, Russian forces launched the winter offensive against the Germans along the Don Front. In 1959, Ford Motor Company announced it was halting production of the unpopular Edsel. 1977, Egyptian President Anwar Sadat became the first Arab leader to visit Israel. 1985, President Ronald Reagan and Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev met for the first time as they began their summit in Geneva. In 2004, in one of the worst brawls in U.S. sports history, Ron Artest and Steven Jackson of the Indiana Pacers charged into the stands and fought with Detroit Pistons fans, forcing officials to end the Pacers' 97-82 win with 45.9 seconds left. Today's birthdays include talk show host Dick Cavett, is 85, broadcasting and sports mogul Ted Turner is 83, fashion designer Calvin Klein is 79, sportscaster Ahmad Rashad is 72, and actor-director Jodie Foster is 59. We ask that you please check out today's newsletter at HebrewLedger.substack.com. This is our free Friday edition, so take a look at it. If you like it, subscribe for only $5 a month or $50 a year. We also ask that you please share with anybody you think might be interested. If you or your business want to sponsor one of our sections, email Craig at HebrewLedger.com or call 918-653-2425 to get started. We are trying to increase our subscribers and need your help. Our goal is a minimum of 1,000 for either our newsletter, HebrewLedger.substack.com, or the e-edition at HebrewLedger.com. Cost is less than a meal at any restaurant, and your support of a locally owned and operated business is very important and appreciated. Again, we thank you guys for joining in. Hope you have a great day and come back again later.